This is your seventh straight week in action. Have not had a bye week as of yet. What kind of challenges has that posed?
Well, you know, we're okay right now. I mean, the travel, we have this trip to Bemidji left and up to Alaska Fairbanks as well. So, you know, we're trying to address that in some of our approach and practice. But I think we're doing okay. We have a couple injuries that we're dealing with. I'm not sure it's from the wear and tear. It's more just, you know, the normal progression of a hockey season. So I think we're okay that way. You know, obviously we're not where we want to be. And, you know, I was watching some of Coach Torrey's comments after their weekend and talking about, you know, a must win in that Saturday night game. I don't think we're quite there, but obviously we're a little bit fragile and we've got to find a way to get on the road and get some critical WCHA points.
Well, you started with a brutal schedule. Icebreaker tournament against North Dakota and Maine, home and home with Northern Michigan, at Michigan State, home to Huntsville, and at Bowling Green. Throw your record out. How are you playing given who you have played?
Well, you know what, with where we're at, you know, we're second year as a staff. You know, we're a young team. We play about 18 underclassmen most nights. So we've been inconsistent a little bit. We've played when we're on and when we're playing our game, you know, we're not that. We have a chance against anybody. You know, you guys know that North Dakota team. We had two goals disallowed when we played them early. We were up 3-0 early. And, you know, again, young team, we got to learn how to close games out. We had a really good win against Northern Michigan, a good win on the road at Michigan State. We went to Bowling Green, had two strong games on the road, and then we come back home. We seem to, you know, not play as sharp at home for whatever reason. So we're a little bit up and down with our youth, but, you know, we're an improved team. We've really turned around our possession time, our shots for, shots against. The majority of the games this year, we've actually outshot opponents this year, whereas last year, I'm not sure it happened 2-3 times all year. So we're much improved. But we still have to learn how to win hockey games and have our young guys kind of acclimate to college hockey still.
Well, I'm sure your special teams numbers aren't where you want them. Have you had chances?
You know what? We're much improved. I mean, if you look at our, I don't know what we ended up last year, but it was one of the worst in the country on our power play. So we're almost double what we were last year early on. Again, I mean, you know, obviously Coach Territory will have a scouted in his staff, but we play, you know, four or five freshmen on our top unit and another 2-3 freshmen on our second unit. So part of that is youth, again, you know, learning to finish at this level and do it, but we're improved that way. I think with that youth, we try to get too cute at times, and then sometimes we got to simplify it and then just help muscle guys at the net. You know, we're better on the power play. Our penalty kill is significantly higher as well. So we've taken steps, and, you know, we're a program kind of in a rebuild mold with the staff change and things like that. So we're progressing, not as quickly as we would like to, our fans would like, but we are moving in the right direction.
Coach, sophomore JT Henke transferred in from Maine. He's got 8 points in 11 games, leads your team so far. Seems like a lot of players thrive when they transfer. What does he bring to your team?
Well, you know, again, playing 18 in the classmen, you know, he's one of those guys, obviously, only as a sophomore eligibility-wise, but he spent a year in college hockey, so he knows the rigors of it. He's used to the pace and the strength and things like that. He's an elite passer. He's also got an ability to score goals, and we're trying to get him to shoot a little bit more. But JT's poise with the puck and vision with the puck is really outstanding. He's one of the best passers I've ever coached. So the guys he plays with, you know, have to be ready. He can set them up and distribute the puck extremely well. So he's obviously been a big boost to our offense, which, again, was one of the worst in the country last year.
Well, you split times with two goalies so far. Are you still waiting for one guy to run away with the job?
As you look at our schedule and in our non-conference games, we've had a chance. You know, we brought Nick Kossoff, you know, to play. We think he's a good goaltender. We think he's a Division I starter, whether it's as a freshman or later on after Gordy Dayfield moves on. But he's good enough to play at this level, and, you know, we wanted to make sure he gets some starts. You know, Gordy had a phenomenal year last year. He led the country in saves, which is not something we want to repeat, but he got thrown right to the wolves last year and did a good job. He's not been quite where we thought we wanted him to be or hoped he would be from start to finish from the season. Went to Bowling Green, and that was the Gordy Dayfield we know. He was phenomenal down there, and, you know, that's the goaltending we need every night. And, you know, Gordy's a proven number one at this level, and I think as we get back into WCHA play, we'll probably start to ride Gordy a little bit more if he can show that consistent game like he did in Bowling Green.
What has stood out on film about BSU so far?
Well, their speed, you know, I always like them. You know, when you're playing Bemidji State, you're playing a team with a ton of speed, and it seems like they're playing a little bit more of a puck possession game this year than in years past, where they may be looking to set up some foot races. But the team speed is certainly something that worries us quite a bit, and we want to be able to be ready for and prepared to match. Obviously, when you look at special teams, I mean, they're doing an unbelievable job, both executing it, but the structure and the systems the coaching staff has them playing in. I mean, their numbers are just phenomenal here. So obviously a big goal we will have is to come in and try to play a five-on-five game and not make it a special teams game, which is something I'm sure they want to make it. So they've done a tremendous job with the special teams early on here.
Damon, thanks for your time. We'll see you at the Sanford Center on Friday.
Thank you. Looking forward to a great weekend of WCHA hockey.